It's 8:04. This is KRCC and CPR News. I'm Kendra Carr in Colorado Springs. State officials have given the federal government thousands of pages of patient data from undocumented immigrants who sought pregnancy and emergency care. CPR's Allison Sherry reports.
This is the latest in an ongoing pressure campaign by the Trump administration to get states to share data on undocumented people that could be used by Immigration and Customs Enforcement. In this case, the government requested the data twice. State officials say they complied only after a federal judge prohibited information sharing between Medicaid and ICE. But State Senator Julie Gonzalez has questions.
Do you trust the Trump administration to keep our data safe and to protect the information of pregnant mothers and U.S. citizen babies? The answer for me is no.
State officials said the Trump administration threatened to withhold $18 million if they didn't comply. I'm Allison Sherry, CPR News.
Momentum is building towards deployment of respirators to protect wildland firefighters from a long list of toxins. Murphy Woodhouse reports for the Mountain West News Bureau.
At a minimum, wildland firefighters are exposed to 31 carcinogens and typically have no respiratory protection during their long, punishing shifts. But change could be coming. A bipartisan bill mandating the development of such a respirator was recently introduced, and federal agencies are studying improvements for protective equipment.
One of the key things that we found is actually that firefighters were not fundamentally opposed to the idea of respiratory protection because they were all very well aware of health hazards.
That's Rachel Jones, a professor at UCLA's Fielding School of Public Health and co-author of a recent paper on firefighter attitudes towards respirators. She says that if implementation is handled well, fireline respirator use could become the norm in several years. For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Murphy Woodhouse.
If you're planning to drive the I-70 Mountain Corridor for the holidays, CDOT has a new web page to plan your trip. It has links to I-70-focused road and traffic conditions.